a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic. Dave and Dujanovic, the follow-up report.
Could not wait to start talking about this again. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. It's called the Devious Lick. It's a social media trend. Dave, you know all about it. Hopefully your kids aren't up to it. Kids are stealing and vandalizing something in their school, and then they post it on social media. It is happening right here in Utah. Of course it is.
We've spent countless hours and thousands of dollars in cleaning up and replacing the items that are being vandalized and stolen.
That was Jeff Henney from the Canyon School District. He's been dealing with these troublemakers for weeks. And the videos, they're pretty crazy. Sometimes it's harmless. It's kids sneaking up to a teacher's desk and stealing the pens. And then I've seen other videos where kids are literally ripping the sinks out of the bathrooms.
Wasn't there one involving a urinal?
That, this is so devious. They reroute the plumbing so that when you flush, the water doesn't go down, the water shoots out.
Ew.
It's so gross.
I want you to stick with me here, Dave. In a moment, I'm going to tell you what they're doing at Murray High School that I love to get restitution out of not just the ones that are suspected of the devious licks, but all kids. You're all paying the price.
Oh, this is straight out of coaching playbook, right? One kid makes an error, everybody's running laps. Exactly what Murray High School is doing.
But this is happening all over Utah.
Yeah.
Jeff Henney over the Canyons District, his spokesperson there, he called and he was telling us it's happening all over that district. I read an article at Jordan District says it's happening there. And then there's this, the Westlake High School principal. His name is Christian Smith. And he was worried that this trend is getting bigger and the pranks are getting better.
In the past couple of days, we've had a couple hundred dollars worth of damage done. And my number one worry is that as kids try and one-up each other, this is going to get bigger and more expensive, which means that the risk to injury increases, as well as the potential for increased criminal charges.
Injury and criminal charges, right? That's what the principal is worried about. And the replacement costs are significant, right? And those replacement costs, they're landing on the school districts.
Here's more on that.
Several of our schools have sent letters home to parents asking them to talk with students about the importance of respecting the property of the school district. And it's not just the property of the school district. It's the property of the community.
Okay, so which option do you like best? There's a principal who offered a $100 reward for information leading to the suspects of these devious licks.
$100 to snitch. I love it.
Do you like just the idea of just getting a letter home?
No.
Sounds kind of boring.
I hate letters.
Sounds kind of boring. I think you got to go big. I think we got to, I really like what Murray High School is doing. You want to hear what they're doing?
Yeah.
So Murray High School has decided they're going to start charging students to enter their football games. It's a fee to get into the football games. $5. It's a $5 fee. Why? You know, not because they want to just have a pile of money, pile of $5 bills sitting around. No, it's restitution for all the damage that has been done to help make taxpayers whole for the money that we're putting out to you know, repair all this stuff that the kids are ruining. I love this.
Yeah, I love it too.
Oh, I thought you'd hate it.
Go to the games for free. That's the hill I'm going to die on. No, I like this. Again, I like the idea of punishing everybody because, let's be honest, everybody's complicit on some level. Either they're sharing the videos, they're talking about it at their parties. Hey, did you see what so-and-so did? They ripped a sink out of the bathroom, or they stole an entire desk from Mrs. Hansen's class. I mean, this is what they do. They kind of get excited about it. So I think there's a message that needs to be sent. $5 to go to the football games? Okay, that's pretty good. But when things start escalating, I'm sorry that the punishments have to start escalating as well. This is the warning shot across the bow. This is the administration saying, oh, you guys think you're funny? All right, you want to come to the football games? You want to party up on your Friday night and come to the game? It's going to cost you $5. It used to be free. Cough it up, kiddos.
I want to take texts on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line 57500, 57500. Do you like what Murray High School's doing to get kids to pay up, pay restitution for all the damage that's done by these pranks, the stealing of stuff, the vandalism that's going on at Murray High and probably other places in the district? Certainly, we know this is happening all over Utah. So I want you to give us a thumbs up or thumbs down. Actually, don't do the thumbs up or thumbs down. Text the word yes or no. Yes or no to 57500. If you like what Murray High is doing, the $5 charge to get into the football game, it's a yes. If you hate it, it's a no.
I would argue this is a good start, but if things are going to continue to escalate and the damage continues to be significant, what's the next step? What do you do to escalate the punishment? I have a good idea.
You do. Well, hold that thought because I want to get my idea in first. I think this $5 fee is great. I love it. I would compound that. I would set up a toll booth right around the student parking lot area. And if you want to park in the parking lot, I don't care if you've already paid the fee because they usually charge, what, $40, $50? Maybe it's more now. For kids to park in the parking lot. So your parents have already paid that fee. But every day you want to park in a parking spot in that lot, it's probably totally illegal. I don't care if it is or it isn't. Now, I'm the principal of this school, and this is how I'm doing it. You got to pay me $2 cash.
I like that.
You got to keep it. Now, yeah, the line's
going to
be...
That'll never work.
The line's going to be wrapped around the block. Oh, this will happen for one day. And then I'm going to know exactly who the kids are that are doing all the pranks. And it is going to stop because kids are going to be late for class. They're going to be wrapped around the block. Parents are going to be mad. And I'm going to be rich.
I love extorting the children.
Right?
I usually endorse extorting children as much as I can, but this is why I don't think it works. Because of that. Kids are going to adapt. They'll park away. They'll have their parents drop them off. But this is what I think you could do. Cancel a dance.
Oh, like homecoming or prom?
Yeah. I mean, maybe a second-tier dance.
No.
Like Sadie Hawkins,
no, you know,
Christmas dance.
Oh, my gosh.
You cancel a dance, I think that sends a message.
If you were going to be a principal, you need to grow a spine.
What? Like you're going after prom right out of the gate?
Absolutely.
You don't cancel prom.
No.
Listen,
yeah, you do.
You set the football field on fire, you cancel prom, not for, you know,
okay. I'm not
stealing pens.
Yeah,
okay, how about this?
Okay.
If you don't like that, my wimpy cancel a dance, Debbie doesn't think that's enough. How about we're going to spend an entire class period cleaning, deep cleaning everything in this school. We're going to deep clean. We're no longer learning. We are deep cleaning. That's what you're doing.
When I got in trouble, I'd have to wash down the chalkboards, but they don't have that anymore. They don't have chalkboards anymore.
No, you have some kids scrubbing some toilets. Guess what?
Oh, okay.
You're going to wake up. There's nothing that kids, and I know this from personal experience, there's nothing that teenagers hate more than cleaning. That will hit them.
Dave and I doing a follow-up report to our devious lick discussion we had a couple of weeks ago, which is that social media trend and the challenge. The kids are living up to across Utah, where they're vandalizing their schools and stealing stuff. So we asked for your texts at 57500, which is the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. And do you want Murray High to charge? Do you think it's a good idea for Murray High to charge $5 to get into the football games? They're going to make kids pay to get in. And it was 100% yes.
This is
yes,
one of the
yes, yes.
This is one of the downsides if you take that money away from the football gate. I know at least at our school, the football, they call it the gate, right? The money you make at the football games, that funds basically all of the sports for the rest of the year. It funds softball, it funds track, it funds so many sports. If you have to start taking some of that money out to pay for new chalkboards, I know they don't have chalkboards, but to place it somewhere else, well, now you're hurting the sports and teams that money was kind of earmarked for.
Can I run this last text by you?
Yep.
I find it fascinating. Yes, charge the kids $10. $10 to get in the football game, because $5 just ain't enough.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.